This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Finding omens in bank earnings. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some of the country's biggest banks have been reporting their first quarter results this week, and for the most part, they seem to have done pretty well, considering the past 3 months included the sudden failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. But there are signs in their reports that the sector is bracing for a possible economic downturn in the months ahead. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
The big banks are doing just fine, says Mike Mayo, managing director at Wells Fargo Securities.
The bank earnings so far could be described as Goliath is winning.
The four biggest banks, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, all saw their net incomes rise in the first 3 months of the year. In other words, Mayo says, what banking crisis?
The 1 to 2 week contagion has probably been contained.
But there are some warning signs, especially for smaller regional banks where deposits are down, says Kent Belasco at Marquette University.
If they lose deposits, they're losing a funding source and they have to look at other avenues for funding and liquidity, which could be more costly for them.
As consumers watched the sudden failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, they moved their deposits to money market accounts and other banks, and they're withdrawing from their savings as they face inflation. Belasco says earnings reports also tell us where banks think the economy is headed.
And most of the banks are probably of the mind that we're heading into a recession.
We know that because banks are building up their reserves, known as provisions for credit losses. They're seeing recent layoffs in tech and media, and they're preparing to cover for borrowers who might default on loans, says Myra Rodriguez Valladares, managing principal of MRV Associates.
Because some of those people who lose their jobs aren't going to be able to pay their credit cards on time, or they may not be able to pay their mortgages.
And she says with the Fed keeping interest rates relatively high to tame inflation, there's a decent possibility that unemployment will rise later this year, which makes it a good idea for banks to get ready for more loan defaults.
They really do need to get ready for that impending rainy day.
So even while recent earnings show the banking sector seems to have weathered one storm, Valladares says don't let that lull you into thinking the economy is in the clear. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
And on that note, the number of people in high-income households who are collecting unemployment increased by 500% over the past year. About 114,000 adults in households that make $200,000 a year or more are getting unemployment right now, according to the Census Bureau. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan came to an end yesterday evening, and now Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid after 4 weeks of fasting. Around 2 billion people observe Ramadan, and a big aspect of the holy month and the Muslim faith in general is zakat, or charitable giving. It's one of the five pillars of Islam and a requirement of observant Muslims. During the pandemic, charitable donations increased across the U.S. generally, and so did zakat. Then, inflation entered the mix. Joining us now to talk about it is Halil Demir. He's executive director at the Zakat Foundation of America. Halil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How much money do you estimate is spent on charity during the month of Ramadan by Muslims meeting their religious duty?
That number is very difficult to get. I think when you look at the numbers of the organization that participated, and then the mosque and Islamic center and school, I will easily say probably we raised closer to $1 billion.
Wow. What causes do people generally give to?
Some people will give issues that are closer to their hearts. And as you know, the zakat has limitations. So zakat can be used only for certain things. For example, you cannot give zakat to build a school or build a mosque. Zakat goes to 8 categories, and these categories are, the first two are poor and needy.
What does that look like? What kinds of charities would money go to?
We ask our folks donate to causes that will empower the communities. So we have a project, we say we distribute livestock. Or there are also causes other than, you know, we have a cancer patient children that, you know, family is poor and very difficult financially to support these cancer patient kids. We convince our donors to donate their zakat to take care of these children. The earthquake victims in Turkey and also in Syria, definitely zakat goes to these people. They lost everything what they have. And so, yes, you're supposed to give your zakat poor and needy in refugee camps, the widows and orphans and everybody else in community that you are sure that they're really in need.
Inflation over the past couple of years has been a real challenge. Has that made it more expensive to help people? And has it made people more hesitant to give as much?
Doesn't seem to be the case. I think people are sharing. I remember this nation, you know, is a very generous nation, Americans generally. We have donated to causes, social causes and all other causes, $485 billion. And I'm talking about numbers 2021. So Muslim community is very generous compared to other communities. So yes, inflation and yes, challenges, but our nation still very generous, still forthcoming when we request and they really rush to give.
Halil Demir is the executive director of the Zakat Foundation of America. Halil, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Justin Dueler and Nick Esposito. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.